Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Featuring movers and shakers on the Atlanta tech scene, organizations serving the tech market, and the inspired people who lead them. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Good morning. We are still live at the Cobb Galleria, where a capacity crowd of over 1,000 movers and shakers in the Atlanta technology community gathered for the GCLA CIO of the Year Awards. I've never seen a greater group of finalists, and the winners are just outstanding individuals. I am very honored that I am sitting next to the chairman of GCLA, a dear friend of mine, and the CIO of the American Cancer Association, Mr. Jay Farah. Mr. Chair, how did your event go in your mind?
Man, I was blown away. It gets better every year. I don't know how the heck we make it better every year. Well, that's not true. We have amazing people. We have an amazing community. We take feedback. And every year we figure out what we can do. But somehow we make it better. It's amazing. And I think I even said this last year. I don't know how we'll top it, but somehow we did. And you're absolutely right. We are blessed to be in a wonderful community. And you are a big part of that, my friend. So thanks for having me.
That David Guthrie thing was kind of boring. There wasn't much to that, was there?
Well, I don't know. The guy hasn't done a whole lot, so I'm not sure he deserved that at all. But no, I'm completely kidding. David is, whenever I feel good about myself, I look at what he's done, and I realize I haven't done a whole lot. But no, he is an amazing guy who's been given some amazing gifts. He's been faced with challenges, and the way that he's overcome those is inspirational. And you would never know that he has faced those. He's a good man. He's humble. He's hardworking. He's an amazing dad, an amazing husband. And, I think we can all learn a little something about perseverance, hard work, faith from him. So well deserved. And I believe, Ricky, let me tell you something. What he said probably is totally true. He will be up there in 20 years getting another one.
I do not doubt that.
No.
Most of our table was in tears the whole time. And
yep.
I've known David for 20 years almost, and had lunch with him 3 weeks ago at Bones, and Sarah and I dug into some of those backstories, and she and I were weeping in Bones, not out of sorrow, but out of pure joy of sitting next to an individual who has accomplished so much in his life and gives the testimony all to his God and what he does with his kids. It's just, David's amazing. But anyway, earlier I was talking to Walt Carter, and we were talking about something that I think is you're a big part of. But I talked to people from HP and Microsoft and Dell and companies all over the country, and they say there's great technology in Austin and Boston and, mm-hmm. and Silicon Valley and, yep. and Research Triangle, but there's nothing like the Atlanta community. There's just kind of something magnetic or charismatic about this. What gives? What do you think it is?
Oh my gosh! It's first of all, it's the people, right? It's folks like you. It's folks like Walt. It's folks like our winners, John Traynor, like Bryson, like Kurt. Folks that believe in the community, believe in what we do, believe in real friendships. I think it's a little bit of Southern charm and Southern hospitality, woven in there. And you mix that all up, and what you have is a collegial, fun, friendly, real environment. There's not a lot of fake relationships. Somebody said it on stage today, that we are genuinely all friends. And it's absolutely true. I mean, it's unlike anything I've ever seen. I've worked in many other cities, and there are great communities elsewhere, but nothing compares to Atlanta, and it's very, very special.
No one's stands on each other's hands. Everybody lifts each other up on their shoulders. We're not trying to hold anybody back.
Nope.
I think that people are trying to lift others up, and as a result, I think we all get lifted up.
I agree, my friend. I agree. And when I see winners, when I see, you put out a call, or anybody puts out a call or raises their hand and says, hey, I have a question, or I need help, or will you do this? The room is filled with yeses. And, it just makes me very proud to be a very small part of a great community like this.
Got to give a great deal of credit to Frank Bell and
oh, his gosh, yeah.
Thought process 15, 18 years ago when he created GCLA in his mind. Frank is just an amazing individual and a great man of faith as well.
He is, very much so.
So very, very, very proud of that.
And he's the brains behind this originally. And no question. He's built something here very, very special. And I think if you ask him, he would not take a whole lot of credit for it.
The next time I have him on Booth 61 will be the first. Frank will not come on the radio.
He does not.
He will not let me praise him. He'll not let me say
I'm the chair
nice
of the GCLA.
Him.
He won't even come on my show. What the heck is going on with that? I mean, but he, you know, he gives all credit to God, and he gives all credit to the people behind it. And for that, it's that's what makes him a great man.
No question about it. One last thing. It's October the 31st.
Yep.
We've got 2 months left in this year.
Yes,
sir. What exciting are you working on at the American Cancer Society you want to share with us?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Our year-end campaign is always one of our largest. October 31st is the last official day of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, although we never take our eye off the ball, but it's the month that's designated to pay special attention to breast cancer. So I urge folks to visit cancer.org and get screened, find a way to get involved, whether that's just a donation or a Relay for Life or a Making Strides event near you or a gala. I promise you won't be sorry. We're going to take very good care of your donation. And, our goal is to finish the fight against cancer, and that means ending cancer as a world health problem. So, it continues to be my privilege to be the CIO at American Cancer Society. And just get involved. Visit cancer.org.
I had the privilege of being involved in an event last Saturday in Athens, a big 5K.
Yeah.
And, it was a lot of runners, and everybody had a great time. And they raised over $100,000.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, isn't that crazy? It's and they're so passionate. And I was up in New York just a couple days ago, Ricky, in one of our Hope Lodges. And this is where people can stay when they can't afford hoteling while they're going through their cancer treatment, outpatient treatment, whether it's chemotherapy, radiation, maybe bone marrow, whatever it is. Where they can stay free of charge with a caregiver, husband, wife, a significant other of any kind. And, the volunteers, the staff behind our Hope Lodges, but, just as much, the patients and their caregivers are inspirational. If you don't walk away from that and feeling real good about what you do for a living or the donation or the time that you're giving, then you need to check your pulse. So it's just, we have some amazing people that care a whole lot, and it's continues to inspire me, like you do, my friend. You are everywhere.
Jay, you're very, very kind, but you're at the forefront. And as you leave chairman of GCLA, I understand you've already taken on a new board position with Kate's Club, and there's just no way to stop you from doing a lot more than the law allows. But you got a huge heart.
Thank you, my friend. I think we're all called to give back, and until I drop, which at the rate I'm going, maybe soon. I think we're all just kind of called to do what we can with our time, talent, and treasure. Even when you have minimal, like I do, you do the best you can with what God gives you, and that's why I do it.
Amen. Have a great rest of the year. God bless.
God bless you, my friend.